Dennis Wheatley, a number of years ago, defined luck as found at the crossroads of preparation and opportunity. I believe that if we're going to have an increase in luck, if we're going to have better luck, I think it's important that we prepare and we look for those opportunities. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. Luck. If you're in the real estate business, it's location, location, location. If you play poker or cards, it's position, position, position. It's where you are in relationship to the dealer. If we're in the small business or corporation mentality, it's how we treat the customer. It's retention, retention, retention. It's how we treat those we presently are serving that generates the momentum to increase our luck and our chance to make a difference. I think that's critically important as we think about increasing the odds to have more luck. As we wish individuals good luck, I always want to make sure that's sincere, that I respect the fact that they put in the time for preparation, that this is an opportunity for our rivals to do well. Stan Weber would often share candidly, it's important that as you coach, that key plays have to have an 80% success rate in practice. Well, that's great for coaches and in certain sports, but a surgeon better have a 99% success rate. And we expect them to have a better luck in terms of their preparation and the opportunity to make a difference. There's no substitute for preparation. And there's an important voice that's always around us. That's the voice that speaks to us. I think that voice talks to us more than any other voice, more than a partner or a coach or the people that we work with. That voice is our inner voice, and that voice can be our best cheerleader or it can be our worst nightmare. I think that voice reflects preparation at the opportunity to make a difference. If you're at a free throw line and what you're thinking about is, I've prepared for this moment. I'm ready to go. I put this ball in the hoop 1,000 times. I'm ready for this moment. That could be an internal voice that is letting you know that you're prepared for this moment. I teach softball at all ages, and I talk about getting in the batter's box with an attitude that I'm ready for this moment. I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity because I've prepared. Getting ready for a speech, same thing. I've prepared for the opportunity to communicate a vision and something meaningful, and that's part of that internal voice, and that's part of preparation. I think that all increases your good luck to be successful. And let's not forget preparing for the opportunities that are unpredictable, that we never know when the situation where our preparation does meet an unexpected opportunity. I think we make our own luck, and it's through preparation and the opportunities that present ourselves. We want to be ready, and we want to be able to have good luck and to make a difference.